This audio program has been produced by YBM Shisa. All rights reserved.
Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken English. The entire listening test will last approximately 45 minutes. There are four parts, and directions are given for each part. You must mark your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not write your answers in the test book. Part 1. Directions. For each question in this part, you will hear four statements about a picture in your test book. When you hear the statements, you must select the one statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Then, find the number of the question on your answer sheet and mark your answer. The statements will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Look at the example item below. Now listen to the four statements. A.
They're leaving the room.
B.
They're turning on the machine.
C.
They're standing near the table.
D.
They're reading the newspaper.
Statement C.
They're standing near the table.
Is the best description of the picture. So you should select answer C and mark it on your answer sheet. Now, part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
They're parking near the museum.
B.
They're playing music in the park.
C.
They're in a museum.
D.
They're at an amusement park.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A.
There's a plane in the park.
B.
People are bowling balls.
C.
People are watching the ball game.
D.
They are playing some instruments.
Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The windows are being cleaned.
B.
All the windows are open.
C.
A man is getting out from a window.
D.
The lower windows are boarded over.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
They're paying for the cake.
B.
They're preparing food.
C.
They're going out to eat.
D.
They're meeting a cook.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
The train is in the station.
B.
It's going down the drain.
C.
They're passing the train.
D.
They're pausing to board the train.
Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The men are working on the building.
B.
The men have pulled down the building.
C.
The men are held to the building by a rope.
D.
The men have pulled into the building.
Go on to the next page. Number 7. Look at the picture marked number 7 in your test book. A.
She's planting the flowers.
B.
She's throwing the flowers.
C.
She's looking at the flowers.
D.
She's opening a flower shop.
Number 8. Look at the picture marked number 8 in your test book. A.
They've parked their bicycles.
B.
They're riding bicycles in the park.
C.
The man is holding the boy's bicycle.
D.
The man is looking at the boy's bicycle.
Number 9. Look at the picture marked number 9 in your test book. A.
The man is going past the gulf.
B.
The man is in the gulf.
C.
The man is playing golf.
D.
The man is standing in the swing.
Number 10. Look at the picture marked number 10 in your test book. A.
He's getting into the tar.
B.
He's holding a guitar.
C.
He's returning the guitar.
D.
He's packing up his guitar.
Go on to the next page. Part 2. Directions. You will hear a question or statement and three responses spoken in English. They will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Select the best response to the question or statement and mark the letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet. For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear A,
"To meet the new director."
B.
"It's the first room on the right."
C.
"Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question,
"Where is the meeting room?"
is choice B.
"It's the first room on the right."
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet. Now, let us begin with question number 11. Number 11.
How long will the festival last?
A.
On Thursday.
B.
For 10 days.
C.
Last year in May.
Number 12.
Where did you say you went for vacation?
A.
It was too short.
B.
Since last summer.
C.
To Bali with my parents.
Number 13.
Can you extend the deadline for another week?
A.
I'm not sure when it is.
B.
I can give you until Friday.
C.
No, I like my coffee strong.
Number 14.
How much rice should we make?
A.
I'm not good at it.
B.
Make enough for 5 people.
C.
Sorry, I didn't get a chance.
Number 15.
What was their final offer for the acquisition?
A.
It was rejected.
B.
It was made last week.
C.
It was $2.3 billion.
Number 16.
How many people are in your company?
A.
We import coffee.
B.
We tried it before.
C.
We have 100 employees.
Number 17.
Why is Gina having a party?
A.
She was promoted.
B.
It was a lot of fun.
C.
It will be Friday at 8 p.m.
Number 18.
How long do you think it'll take you to finish?
A.
It took me 3 days.
B.
I can have it done by tomorrow.
C.
She couldn't finish it in a week.
Number 19.
Would you please edit my application letter?
A.
Sorry, I don't have time.
B.
It's due on November the 1st.
C.
I don't know where the post office is.
Number 20.
Why was Mr. Ann demoted?
A.
He doesn't like it.
B.
He was always late.
C.
No, it was in the past.
Number 21.
How was the football game last night?
A.
I'm going with Andy.
B.
Great, our team won the game.
C.
No, I went to sleep early.
Number 22.
Where can I find a Vietnamese restaurant?
A.
I went there last weekend.
B.
My favorite food is Japanese.
C.
There's one near the conference center.
Number 23.
How long has the union been on strike?
A.
It's been almost 10 days.
B.
They want better benefits.
C.
He pitched well last night.
Number 24.
How much will the company cut wages?
A.
By 14%.
B.
We heard yesterday.
C.
To decrease losses.
Number 25.
What are you working on for Friday?
A.
I'm going to the opera.
B.
Friday is not good for me.
C.
I'm trying to finish the budget.
Number 26.
When can the funds be redeemed?
A.
After 1 year.
B.
Yes, they can be.
C.
They were accepted yesterday.
Number 27.
What is the name of that lady we met?
A.
Yes, she was nice.
B.
Her name's Elaine.
C.
I went to school with her.
Number 28.
Why was Mr. Levin appointed instead of Ms. Jones?
A.
I agree that it was a good choice.
B.
He has a better financial background.
C.
They went to the same university.
Number 29.
According to the study, what are the easiest countries to do business?
A.
Business is good where I live.
B.
I lived in the city growing up.
C.
New Zealand and Singapore were at the top.
Number 30.
How long is the contract valid?
A.
It's for 2 years.
B.
No, I need a wider one.
C.
It's effective on September the 1st.
Number 31.
How can our company trim jobs?
A.
We can encourage retirement.
B.
The job market has been unsteady.
C.
They hired almost 100 new people.
Number 32.
Why can't we invest in crude?
A.
It started in 1995.
B.
They're from all over Asia.
C.
Because there's a state-owned oil monopoly.
Number 33.
Why was the company trust fund set up?
A.
Of course I trust you.
B.
To give workers a discount on insurance.
C.
Trust is an important quality.
Number 34.
What is the country's chief export?
A.
It lacks many natural resources.
B.
The chairman is focusing on textiles.
C.
It focuses on automobiles and auto parts.
Number 35.
When will we start mass producing the new memory chips?
A.
We'll start next year.
B.
I think they're too salty.
C.
I heard it on the evening news.
Number 36.
Would you like to have dinner with Mr. Chin and me?
A.
Great. At what time?
B.
No, I ate only cake.
C.
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Number 37.
How do you get your news?
A.
I bought them yesterday.
B.
I usually read the paper.
C.
Actually, they're a year old.
Number 38.
What was the comedy based on?
A.
I usually don't like comedies.
B.
It's about a boy's childhood in Georgia.
C.
It comes on Tuesday and Thursday nights.
Number 39.
Why are those people protesting?
A.
It started at 11 a.m.
B.
There are about 50 people.
C.
They want better health care.
Number 40.
How can I apply for the accounting position?
A.
Send in your resume.
B.
The deadline is next Friday.
C.
Sure, I can make you an account.
Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Were you able to meet Mr. Brenham while he was here?
Oh, I didn't know he left. I guess I missed my chance.
Well, he was easygoing and down to earth for a company vice president. He seemed quite intelligent. Where were you?
I had to meet some important clients.
Number 41.
Who visited the company?
Number 42.
What is the man's impression of the visitor?
Number 43.
Why couldn't the woman meet Mr. Brenham?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Have you given any further thought to the candidates I gave you?
Well, I've picked out three so far, but I'm not really sure about the others. Everyone is highly qualified.
We need to fill these sales positions as soon as possible. I'd like to schedule interviews for Wednesday before lunch.
Okay, I'll look through the resumes and send out emails to schedule interviews today.
Number 44.
For what positions are the speakers interviewing?
Number 45.
When does the woman want to see the applicants?
Number 46.
What does the man offer to do?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Where are you going?
I'm going to the mall to do Christmas shopping.
Already? It's only October. I've heard of getting an early start, but October is too early.
Well, several stores in the mall are having Christmas sales this weekend. I read that retailers are promoting early sales because they fear inflation will hurt sales in December.
Number 47.
Where is the woman going?
Number 48.
What is the woman shopping for?
Number 49.
Why are stores having sales early?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Did you hear that Morris Oil Company is being fined over $500 million for pollution control?
What? $500 million? What happened?
The company violated Clean Air Act at 6 plants. They must pay to help repair the environment surrounding the refineries.
Wow, that's a steep price for cleaning, but it's worth it.
Number 50.
Why is the company being fined?
Number 51.
Approximately how much is the fine?
Number 52.
What does the man think about the conviction?
Go on to the next page. Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Manuel, I know you like traveling. How do you feel about going to Taiwan?
Great. Are you sending me on a vacation?
Actually, for our new children's book project. Since you know a lot about it, I figured it would be best if you came. We'll be leaving in 2 weeks.
I'll pack my bags.
Number 53.
Where will the two men go?
Number 54.
What type of books are the men trying to get published?
Number 55.
When will the men be leaving?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
Janie, I have something to tell you. I'm being transferred to China in May.
What? May is in a few months. When did you find out? I thought you got promoted 2 months ago.
I did, but the factory is being moved to cut costs. More companies are moving to China. Since I'm an operations manager, I have to go too.
You're right. It's just so sudden. At least we'll get to see the Great Wall and travel throughout Asia.
Number 56.
Where is the man being transferred?
Number 57.
What is Janie's initial reaction?
Number 58.
Why is the man being transferred?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Sheila. I sent you the photos for the catalog last night. I just wanted to make sure you received them.
Hi, Tom. Yes, I got them, but they are too small. I need you to send me larger photos.
Really? Well, I'm having problems with my computer, so can I just send them to you by overnight mail?
Sure, no problem. I just need them by tomorrow before 5 o'clock.
Number 59.
Why is Tom calling Sheila?
Number 60.
What does Tom decide to do?
Number 61.
By what time does Sheila need the photographs?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen the newly completed renovation of the park downtown?
Yes, I went there last night. It's not very impressive. I thought the point was to make the city look more natural. Instead, it looks really artificial.
I still think it's nice. My wife and I go running there on the weekends.
Sorry for being so negative. I guess I'm just disappointed because the outcome looks nothing like what was previewed.
Number 62.
What was newly renovated?
Number 63.
What does the woman say about the renovation?
Number 64.
What does the man do on weekends?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen Mr. Matsuka? I need him to sign this invoice.
Oh, he just left for a meeting. He'll be in the meeting for a few hours. What is the invoice for?
It's for some office supplies we ordered.
Oh, you can ask the secretary to sign it. She usually handles supplies.
Number 65.
Why is the woman looking for Mr. Matsuka?
Number 66.
Where is Mr. Matsuka?
Number 67.
Who usually orders office supplies?
Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Why are you so happy?
I just sold some shares that I had from my old company. I made almost $20,000 by selling only 15%.
You mean from Faxton Limited? That was 3 years ago.
Yes. After the company closed their offices in Singapore, we were still able to purchase stock. My former manager advised me to, so I did.
Number 68.
About how much money did the woman get from selling shares?
Number 69.
When did the woman's former company close their offices?
Number 70.
Who advised the woman to purchase stock?
Go on to the next page. Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer 3 questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Question 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
In 2 weeks, we will have over 4,000 Chinese entrepreneurs in our convention hall. I would like this building to be in its best shape. We will also need to get 50 additional temporary workers to help with preparations, such as building and serving. The catering team has asked that we supply them with at least 5 servers. We've hosted big conventions like this, but because this is a new account, I'd like to treat them as best as possible, so that we may have a future relationship with this group or be recommended to other groups. Are there any questions or concerns?
Number 71.
Where does the man work?
Number 72.
What does the man say is needed for preparation?
Number 73.
What is important about the group of entrepreneurs? Question 74 through 76 refer to the following introduction.
We have a special guest speaker for this month's meeting of designers. Ryan Morris was named the top designer for designing the nation's best-selling mobile phone, the Voca 360. He has designed products for Sony, Philips, and now has joined Wells and is currently working in Seoul. Fortunately, Mr. Morris has taken time to speak to us about the secret to award-winning design and product innovation. Please help me welcome Mr. Ryan Morris.
Number 74.
To whom is the woman addressing?
Number 75.
Who is the woman introducing?
Number 76.
What will the guest speaker discuss? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement. After 7 months of negotiations, I am happy to say that we have come to an agreement on textile imports from Vietnam. Our main concerns were protecting our consumers, retailers, and domestic producers, while Vietnam was concerned about free trade and their export market. In the 7 months, it took 9 rounds of discussion to finally come to a decision that both sides are pleased to make. We have placed strict guidelines and a quota system on over 20 textile products that will be imported on a limited basis over the next 5 years. Are there any questions?
Number 77.
How long were negotiations being made?
Number 78.
With what country was the agreement made?
Number 79.
What was the agreement about? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech. Quality. That's what we produce. Success. That's what we achieve. Top results. That's what you'll get when you choose Brown & Vaughan. Our firm has many big-name companies who stay loyal because we give them more than what they want. How can hundreds of satisfied companies, including Fortune 500 companies, go wrong? We're not just a public relations firm. We're the advertisers, meeting organizers, and event managers that make success happen. We've planned everything from retirement parties to corporate events. Public relations is a part of a corporation's face. Show your company success by choosing a top-quality PR firm known and trusted by well-respected companies. Here are some examples of past events and what our company can offer you.
Number 80.
To whom is the man addressing?
Number 81.
Who usually hires Brown & Vaughan?
Number 82.
What type of firm is Brown & Vaughan? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following introduction.
I'd like you all to meet Helmut Zabel. Mr. Zabel came from Germany to do a 6-month internship and will be working in the marketing department. He is currently studying business communications at TU Berlin. I feel his new, innovative ideas will help well in reviving how we market our products. Here is Mr. Helmut Zabel.
Number 83.
From where is Mr. Zabel?
Number 84.
In what department will Mr. Zabel work?
Number 85.
How long will Mr. Zabel be doing his internship? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following newscast.
Good afternoon. I'm Holly Shane, standing in front of Builders Depot in North Austin, where workers' rights activists are protesting due to recent arrests of day laborers standing outside the store. Builders Depot, the leading home improvement retailer, has had 6 day laborers in the past week fined and even arrested. The day laborers, mostly from Mexico and Latin America, usually wait around the store for contractors or others looking to give work for around $10 per hour. However, Builders Depot claims the sight of day laborers hurts business by intimidating customers. About 100 demonstrators gathered at noon to protest what they say is unnecessary harsh treatment towards day laborers. Activists say they will gather every day at this North Austin location until the home improvement retailer reserves a place in the parking lot for the workers to weigh.
Number 86.
From where is Ms. Shane reporting?
Number 87.
Why are people demonstrating?
Number 88.
What type of retail store is involved? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Want the exotic taste of Shanghai without leaving the city? Visit Huangpu River for the best in authentic Shanghai cuisine, including your favorites such as soup dumplings, fried dumplings, king prawn, Hunan ham, and almost everything under the sea. A luxurious interior and beautiful garden area provides an elegant setting anywhere in the restaurant. We are located downtown on Riverside Drive, next to the Museum of Contemporary Art. Call 555-8282 for more information or to reserve a table.
Number 89.
What is the announcement advertising?
Number 90.
How is the interior described?
Number 91.
What is next to Huangpu River? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement.
The Department of Health announced it would offer free flu shots on weekends during the month of October at four designated locations around the city: the Belarus Shopping Center, Belarus Elementary School, Ready Clinic, and Simon Mall will all have areas where the flu shot can be taken. Parents must bring shot records for children 15 and under. Those wanting flu shots in October should arrive early. Centers will open at 8 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. at all four locations.
Number 92.
What is being offered?
Number 93.
When will the event take place?
Number 94.
How many places will host the event?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement. I'd like to welcome you all to Williamson Riggs Publishing. Before you start, I'd like to inform you of some basic rules. As an employee at Williamson Riggs, you are expected to arrive at 10 a.m. Your one-hour lunch is at 1 p.m. There is a cafeteria with healthy and inexpensive food on the basement floor, as well as various restaurants around the building. Personal calls must be taken outside of the office area. Here is an employee handbook. It explains everything you need to know about the history of the company and standard operations. On behalf of Mr. Riggs, I'd like to welcome you all to our editing team. Are there any questions?
Number 95.
Where does the man work?
Number 96.
What is on the basement floor?
Number 97.
What group is being addressed? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following presentation.
With technology getting better, design is becoming more stylish yet practical. Today's basics such as nanotechnology and flash memory allow us to make smaller, better electronics at a fraction of the cost it took to make previous models. Now our N100 MP3 player that costs $350 can be made for $115 with more memory, better design, and at a smaller size. This new model, called the N101, will come out at the beginning of next year. Today's meeting is to brainstorm how we can redesign products such as the N101 and also create new designs for a broader market. We just signed a contract to expand in Asia. So let's put our heads together and come up with some ideas that will blow our competition away.
Number 98.
When will the N101 hit the market?
Number 99.
Where is the company expanding its market?
Number 100.
What is the purpose of the meeting? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to part 5 in your test book. End of recording.